everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And we are talking about Hina Matsuri, or Girls' Day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, so where does this happen? Well, Roxy and Shai traveled all the way to Japan. Mm-hmm. It's about 1,000 years ago.
Long time ago.
Super long time ago.
Right, and they're there on a certain day, and that is March 3rd. Mm-hmm. Now, March 3rd is also Doll Festival, or Girls' Day, or Hana Matsuri, like we said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what people do on this day is they put pretty dolls on display.
Oh,
now, that's what they do now, but what did they do before?
A long time ago, okay, people would actually put straw dolls, dolls made out of straw, and they would put them on a boat, a tiny boat, and send the dolls out into the sea.
Right.
And so why did they do this?
Well, the Japanese believed it took away bad spirits. So these dolls represented bad spirits or problems, and they put them in the boat and they sent those problems and spirits away.
So it's an important day for people as well to kind of, you know, maybe cleanse the house.
Yeah, get some good things in their lives. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, well, they don't do this very much anymore. They might do it in Kyoto, but they take the dolls out of the water later. Mm-hmm. But there's something a little different they do. So, let's find out more about this festival now.
Back through time, celebrating Girls' Day.
Roxy and Shia are looking at a display of dolls.
So, people put these dolls on a red mat?
Yes, and the order is special too. Each doll stands for a person in Japan's court.
So, the emperor is at the top?
That's right. The servants are lower down.
These dolls are all really beautiful.
People will take them down soon, though.
Why? They're interesting.
They take them down right after the festival. If there are still dolls up on March 4th, the family's daughters will marry late.
Huh? Who cares about that?
You don't need to worry. No one will ever marry a crazy person like you.
What?
Shia runs back to the time machine, and Roxy runs after him.
Word power!
Matt. Matt. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. Daughter, daughter. Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago. Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago. Mary, 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 married, married. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. Crazy. Crazy. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy. All right, so let's take a look at our article and let's see what they learned today.
Okay.
Now, we see our scenario. It says Roxy and Shia are looking at a display of dolls.
Oh, so we left them and they were looking around, trying to find some dolls, and they found them.
Yeah.
All right, so they're looking at this display of dolls, and Roxy's going to kind of explain to us what she sees.
Mm-hmm.
So first, she says, so, people put these dolls on a red mat. Okay, now, we need to look at this word mat to sort of understand what she's seeing in front of her. Mat is spelled M-A-T, mat, and it's a noun. We're going to learn more about it right now. A mat is a piece of material, usually cloth, but sometimes plastic or very light wood, that covers another surface to protect the one under it. Now, you often see mats on the floor or on a piece of furniture like a table or a desk. Here's an example sentence. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. Let's say it one more time. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. So the mat is where I stand after I get out of the shower and it helps me dry. It means I don't get the floor wet. Okay, so all of these dolls are not just sitting on a table. Mm. Now, these dolls are pretty important. We'll find out why in a second. And you don't want to have them just on the table. These dolls need to go on a red mat. It's like a nice, beautiful floor for all these doors. Mm. Dolls, sorry. Dolls, not doors.
For all the dolls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm guessing maybe red is like a lucky color, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
Because in a lot of, you know, Asian traditions, red is a good color.
Yeah.
It means like, you know, good luck and stuff like that. So maybe it's important to have the color red as
right.
well. All right, so I want to learn more. It says, mm-hmm. Shaya says, yes, and the order is special too.
Okay.
Okay, so the way you place the dolls are important too. Mm-hmm. Each doll stands for a person in Japan's court.
Okay.
Oh, okay, no wonder. Mm-hmm. All right, that's actually really interesting. But mm-hmm. we see the word order. Now, there's a lot of meanings for the word order. In our article, it means like a sequence to put things from maybe in the right order, like A to Z, mm-hmm. or
like A, B, C,
D.
D, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't skip around to F and P and L and then Z.
No.
It could be by numbers, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right. Okay.
That's what it means when you put things in order. Now, order can also mean the things that you buy.
Okay.
It can be used as a noun, the things that you buy. For example, I made an order at McDonald's.
Mm, okay. Cheeseburgers, yeah.
Yes, yes, and lots of fries. Okay, or my sister's order is on the way. So maybe my sister bought something online, mm-hmm. she bought clothes online. So her order is on the way.
Okay.
Now, of course, when we go to restaurants, we can mm-hmm. order food. Mm. Now, order here would be a verb, and it means you're asking for food at a restaurant or a place to eat. So maybe the waiter might ask you, are you ready to order?
5 cheeseburgers, please.
Yeah, and I can say, yes, we're ready to order.
Okay.
It means I'm ready to ask for some food. So there's a lot of different meanings for the word order.
Okay, so we know, like Tiffany said, we put these dolls in order. They have a very special order we're going to find out about soon. But we also said something about each of the dolls.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now this word each is pretty special here. When we use this word each, we're talking about two or more things, but separately. So here, all the dolls, all together, they have a special meaning, mm-hmm. but they all have a different special meaning.
Ah.
So one doll has a special meaning that's different from the doll next to it. So they're all special, but for different reasons.
Okay.
Okay, so here's an example sentence we could say for that. Each person will get a different gift. So all the people will get gifts, but every person will get a different gift.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes it feel a lot more special then.
Right.
All right, so why do they do this? Because each doll stands for something else.
Right.
Right? Remember, mm-hmm. each doll is a little bit special. So
right.
each doll stands for something else. Now,
yes.
stand for, this phrase means that we use this to show that one thing can mean something else.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we often use it with maybe letters and pictures and colors.
Right.
For example, when mm-hmm. you're driving,
mm-hmm.
okay, the red light, okay, the color red means stop. It stands for stop.
Mm-hmm.
Green stands for go.
Mm-hmm.
And yellow stands for to slow down.
Not speed up.
Mm-hmm. To slow
down. Slow down. Okay, so what these dolls stand for is pretty important. So each doll has a special meaning. Each doll stands for a person in Japan's court. Mm. Now, court here is a noun, and it's a pretty important word for this story. A court is the word for the place that a king or a queen or an emperor or someone like that lives and works.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we know in Japan has an emperor,
mm-hmm.
and so that person is at the top of the court. Okay, we'll learn more about that word in a second, but there might be other people in the court too. Maybe the queen is at the top of the court, and there are other people in the court too. They all have different jobs, they have different things to do. Some of them are important, some of them are not.
Mm.
But they all have different levels, so we can put these jobs in order in the court.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So court is also kind of like, for example, the White House.
Right.
This is a place where the president works and
so
lives.
The president would be at the top of the court.
That's right.
And then like vice president underneath and so on and so on.
Mm.
Okay, so let's find out what order these dolls are in. And here Roxy tells us, she says, so the emperor is at the top. So if you can imagine, we have a display. There's the emperor at the top. So it would be the highest up. Okay, so an emperor is the man who rules many different countries at one time.
Mm.
Not just one country, but many. Now you can also have a female emperor.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, females. That word is empress.
Mm.
Okay, so emperor is for the man. Empress is for the woman.
Yeah, I remember in Chinese history, there's an Empress Wu.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think I got the... I'm not too sure. My Chinese history is kind of bad, but I remember there really was an empress in China, and she really ruled. She ruled for a really long time as well, and she was a very strong and powerful empress, so...
Okay.
Don't worry, girls. You all can be president.
You can be an empress.
You can be an empress. You can be anything. You can be a queen. All right, so let's continue reading. Shaiyan says, that's right. The servants are lower down.
Oh, okay. So lower down, that means less important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're probably at the bottom.
Mm.
So now what is a servant? A servant is a person who you hire to help you help around the house or to help you around the office or workplace. But the servant is more used for people like a long time ago. And this means like they were here to maybe, you know, serve the emperor, to help the king or queen.
These days we don't have servants very much anymore. We might have people who help us, but we don't really call them servants.
Yeah, it's a little bit rude, so we don't say that anymore.
Okay. All right, so we've got the emperor at the top, and then we've got the servants at the bottom. But There's something else we need to know about these dolls.
Okay, what
okay
is it?
Now when you think about a doll, the most important thing is what the doll looks like.
Yes.
Right? So Roxy is looking at these dolls and she says, these dolls are all really beautiful.
Of course they are.
Now I've seen some pictures of them and they are very beautiful.
I can imagine all the Japanese clothing on them.
Right.
It looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shai says, people will take them down soon, though. Okay, well they're all put nicely on display. Why do we have to take it down?
I want to look at the dolls.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Roxy's a little confused, too. She says, why? They're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to look at these dolls. Maybe she even wants to play with one of them.
Yeah, or maybe she wants to take one home, right? Well, Shaya says there's a reason for that because they take them down right after the festival.
Mm.
If there are still dolls up on March 4th, the next day, the family's daughters will marry late.
Oh,
no wonder. Okay, so if you don't want to marry too late, then you need to take them down before the next day.
Right.
Now, let's first learn about what daughter means here. It's our word pair word. It's spelled D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, daughter. Now, daughter is basically the female child. So, your parents, if they have a girl, you are the daughter. If your parents have a boy, then you are the son. All right, so son is spelled S-O-N. Don't get it confused. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It is, Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago. Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago.
Okay, so we saw they take the display down after the festival because families don't want their daughters to marry late. Now, marry is a verb. It's spelled M-A-R-R-Y, marry, and we're going to learn about it now. When you marry another person, you become that person's husband or wife. So if you are a woman and you get married, you become a wife, and the man is your husband. Now, if you're a boy or a man and you get married, the woman is your wife. Okay, here's an example sentence. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. Let's say it one more time. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. I'm not so sure about this festival.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's important.
Exactly. Roxy says, huh? Who cares about that?
Yeah. Why does it matter when people get married?
Yeah. So she's thinking, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to get married really young. It doesn't matter what age you get married. You should do it whenever you feel ready. So Roxy's like, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
But Shia.
Shia's her brother. And brothers like to make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Shia says, you don't need to worry. No one will ever marry a crazy person like you.
Shia, I'm going to pinch him.
So I bet Roxy's a little bit mad now.
Yeah.
That's because Shia just called his sister crazy. Now, crazy is an adjective. It's spelled C-R-A-Z-Y, crazy. Let's find out what it means. Crazy is a word we use to say that something doesn't make sense or is very strange. Now, it's often used as a joke between brothers and sisters or between friends to say that someone is strange. But it can be used in a mean way too, so be careful how you say this word. Sometimes as a joke, it's funny, but it can also hurt people's feelings. Okay, here's an example sentence. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy. Let's say it one more time. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy.
No one wants to marry a crazy person like you.
Well, I would have to say, Shia, you're crazy for saying that to Roxy.
Yeah.
She's going to show you.
Yeah.
So she says, what?
What?
So she says it in a very, like, what? In an angry kind of, like, okay, how dare you say this to me
way. Now, we know that because it's in all capital letters,
That's right.
And we also see both a question mark and an exclamation mark, which means it's like a question, but she's also shouting, right? Okay, so Roxy's angry at Shia. She shouts, what? And now Shia, he knows he's in trouble. So he's running away, and here it says, Shia runs back to the time machine, and Roxy runs after him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's she doing here? She's running after. Run after means to chase after someone, especially to try to catch them.
Yeah, he's going to be in big trouble now.
Right.
All right. So, that's kind of interesting to learn about this festival. I would love to see it in person.
Yeah, me too.
I think it would be something great to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we hope you guys learned more about Doll Festival. If you do have the time, you can go visit Japan. And
right.
Go have fun at the festival.
See what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But before we go to our review time, let's take a look at our magic box.
Great.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Hello, everyone. 当我手上立刻拿一顶帽子的时候，英文该怎么说呢？ 两只手都有一个，这种时候我们用each这个字。 比如说我们刚刚提到的 I have a hat in each hand， 或者我们要强调整个群体中分别的每一个，英文呢习惯上也是会用each这个字。 For example, each word has a different meaning in this poem. 这首诗里面啊，每一个字都有不同的意义哦。你有发现吗？既然是要说到一个字一个字，每一个字都有不同的意义，那我们就用each呢当做单数用。所以啊，后面得接单数动词 has。 另外跟这个字很类似的就是every， 在文法上each和every呢， 大多时候是可以通用的。 不过呢，既然each呢是用在形容群体中的每一个个体， every呢， 则是指全体。 比如说everyone has to come to school this Saturday， 这周六每个人都得来学校。 一样呢，我们也是视这个every为单数， 后面呢得接单数动词has to。 Now that you know how to use each in a sentence, let's have a small quiz. Each day, a new beginning. 每一天都是新的开始。这里的空格呢， be 动词该填什么呢？ Check the answer after the break.
The answer is, each day is a new beginning. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back to review time.
And today we're going to be playing something called Mad Libs. Now, what happens is we have a story, and in between we will have maybe spaces for nouns and verbs and adjectives. Now, it doesn't have to be the correct noun or verb or adjective. It's whatever noun, verb, or adjective that you can think of.
Okay.
And then it's a really silly story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm ready. I love Mad Libs.
We've got all of our nouns and our adjectives and our verbs and even a phrase here. So I'm going to read the story and Tiffany will have to guess one of these to go in it, okay? Okay, so Tiffany, I need a noun.
How about daughter?
Okay, now I need a second noun.
Emperor?
Okay, so your first sentence says, once upon a time, a daughter had a beautiful young emperor.
Oh, that's a little bit strange, but that's the point of Mad Libs. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be funny and strange.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I need a verb.
Okay, let's pick a verb. Mm-hmm. How about marry?
Marry. There's only one verb on there, so you're pretty lucky.
Marry.
Okay. Once upon a time, a daughter had a beautiful young emperor. He wanted her to grow up and marry a handsome prince someday. Okay, now I need an adjective.
Okay, an adjective. Maybe we can choose crazy.
Okay, however, she thought this idea was crazy. Me too.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now I need a noun.
Noun. How about court?
Okay, and another noun.
Court. Oh, wow. We don't have a lot of nouns now. Servant.
Okay. She wanted to go to school and get a job someday. One day, her court was cleaning some servants on the floor.
I think I should have switched it around. Her servant was cleaning the court.
Yeah. Okay. Now I need another noun. There's one left.
Okay. One more. Let's see. What do you guys want to choose? What should we choose?
Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Okay. She asked him, how can I leave my father's mat? I want to run away and go to school. He told her, the sign on this door...
Okay, stand for is a phrase, right? Okay, we can use that.
Okay, stands for exit. That means you can go out.
Ooh.
The next day, the girl put her most important things in a bag and ran away. Guess what happened?
She got lost?
Nope, she found a good school and worked hard, but she was happy because she was learning and doing what she loved.
Perfect.
I think I should write fairy tales.
I think so as well. You're a really good fairy tale writer.
Thanks. Well, we have to say goodbye. We're all out of time. So, for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back through time. Celebrating Girls' Day.
Roxy and Shia are looking at a display of dolls.
So people put these dolls on a red mat?
Yes, and the order is special too. Each doll stands for a person in Japan's court.
So the emperor is at the top?
That's right, the servants are lower down.
These dolls are all really beautiful.
People will take them down soon though.
Why? They're interesting.
They take them down right after the festival. If there are still dolls up on March 4th, the family's daughters will marry late.
Huh? Who cares about that?
You don't need to worry. No one will ever marry a crazy person like you.
What?
Shia runs back to the time machine, and Roxy runs after him. Matt. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. After I took a shower, I stood on the mat and put on my clothes. Daughter. Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago. Anne raised her daughter alone because her husband died 10 years ago. Married. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. Adam wants to marry his girlfriend Denise. Crazing, crazing. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy. You want to have a pet tiger? That's crazy.